Hey, feel I'm in the mood for a switcher. I hit the function, hit the rose till I hiccup.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Uncut Critic Podcast. It's one of your hosts, Kid Adonis.
What's going on? It's your boy, DJ Surf, man. What's buzzing?
What's good, y'all? So today, we're going to talk about Kevin Hart's fatherhood.
Ooh-wee. Fatherhood, man.
I'm so proud of him, bro.
I ain't going to lie to you. He really did his thing.
Because I really think that nigga's ass as an actor.
When he said he was going to this, wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, I
started it off wild. I ain't going
to
lie to you.
Like, what did Kevin Hart do to you?
Man, it's not Kevin Hart. Bro, I fuck with you as a person. You are cool. You have good lessons and shit like that. But these niggas keep trying to clown you with The Rock. You know?
He's making money. What you gonna do? What?
Listen.
It's the money.
Bro, I'm not fucking with you.
I gotta get this money on the stand.
I feel you gotta get the money. You feel me? But the thing is, like this right here, fatherhood was a respectable role.
Very respectable.
So it's one of those, like, niggas been trying to clown this nigga like motherfuckers ain't, you know, diverse. You feel what I'm saying?
I most definitely shed a tear this morning.
Jamie Foxx is a fucking artist. Nigga can act, sing, and do stand-up.
And do stand-up. Yeah,
so it's one of those. So with that being said, I'm over here like, yo, I always hated the Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson duo.
That's a good tag team duo.
No.
It's the Rock and Sock connection of Hollywood.
Me personally, right? This is just me. Hear me out, everybody.
This nigga's
I feel as though we need more serious roles because niggas keep trying to just clown you. Like, oh, Kevin Hart and Rock have to be in a team. Like, you can't do it without him.
First of all, they never said that Kevin Hart Kevin Hart made his own name, and Rock made his own name.
I'm talking about like him in movies. So
I mean,
when
yeah,
Kevin
they got like
Hart,
three movies together, right? They got like three.
Yeah, Jumanji. Yeah,
Central Intelligence, and he had that one little part in the Fast and Furious movie.
Bro, I hate shit like that. Because it's one of those, like, and especially when they all felt like they came out at once. So it's like, bro, I'm tired of this.
That's his class, man.
Bro,
what do you mean? It's like the class. It's like a draft class, man. The draft class was
that.
The Rock.
Fuck that.
And one run for your
first
boy.
First and foremost.
He did his thing, man.
Kevin. I'm not a hater. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Hater.
I am proud of you. This movie was fire. This showed me, because I am an asshole towards a lot of people with shit.
It was
like,
pretty good movie.
But this movie, bro. You showed me that you're capable of a lot more shit than just trying to be this funny nigga. That's short.
Yeah, very much so. I ain't gonna lie, he did take it. But it's been other movies. He took a serious approach.
Such as?
But I feel like.
Such as?
The Upside. He took a serious approach to The Upside.
That wasn't that good.
You didn't like it?
No.
I like that movie.
Listen. Bryan Cranston?
The guy from, what's
Breaking
the?
Bad.
Yeah,
Breaking
yeah.
Bad, Malcolm
in the Middle. Yeah.
Mind you, Bryan is a fucking genius, okay?
He is. He's,
so, and it's one of those, you felt like it was a Bryan movie out of anything. And
yeah,
Kevin Hart was
the
sidekick of him.
But the sidekick part, all I'm saying is, he didn't approach it as like, I'm going to be funny. He approached it as like, I'm going to be an actor.
This wasn't a funny movie. That's what I want. I don't want you always to be funny. I want you to be multi-motherfucking dimensional, my nigga. Like, Kevin, go crazy, bro. I want more shit like this. Because this right here, I felt this shit. I'm like, man, this is another Kevin Hart bullshit movie.
I was going to say, I hope you got out this movie, because he most definitely...
I'm going to fall asleep on this shit.
Took a whole nother approach in the movie.
You still up?
I'm not going to lie.
I'm still up, too.
He did his thing.
He played that role, bro. I felt the energy. I felt the reaction.
It felt real.
It was one part that kind of threw me off, but I don't know how
what
you
part
spoke.
Was that? What part
it was
that?
The part when his wife died, and it was like a pause. Now time, blow this shit up. Instead of just, it felt like a delay moment. But yeah. If you go back and watch that scene, when, you know, yeah, I feel a little lightheaded,
yeah.
You know, and she falls down. You know, you started, no, she was going through, I think, a cardiac arrest. You started bubbling at the mouth, shit like that. It's when they got out of the room, and he was right there. Then he started to cry, bug out. He just started to bug out slightly.
Slightly a little bit. Like,
you know?
You feel like it could have been more authentic? Do you think
I feel like he could have, if, I feel like he could have had a better range, because he caught himself at the very end of it. You know what I mean? Like, when you saw, you could tell a motherfucker was confused, and then they... Okay, we got to get back
in.
Mean,
like I said, he jumped in the room, but you got to think about how many of these strong, like, comedic roles that he's had.
I feel like somebody took a chance on him, and whoever
this
whoever
is a good
him,
chance. I'm not gonna lie, I rocks with it all the way.
He did phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm over here like trying to Google what the some of the feedback and some of the the critics, what they had to say about it. You know, IMDb gave it like a 7, Rotten Tomatoes almost 70%. But 95% of Google users like this movie.
It was a good movie, yo. It was a great movie.
It was a great movie. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt like I personally had a lot of, like, I could relate a lot to this movie.
I love, you know, it was very relatable.
When I mean
it was relatable to a lot of the black households.
It touched the soul. I ain't gonna lie. It touched the soul, especially for fathers. It came out on Father's Day.
It came in the region of Father's Day.
It came in that Father's Day weekend.
Because single fathers are underappreciated and
underconsidered. Very underappreciated.
And
what?
It hit a bunch of...
We don't get credit.
For example, when it was like, yo, I need help. It was like, oh, you're not a mother. It said parents out there. I need help. You've been crying. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. You know,
like, I done gave my baby colic.
And you explain, right?
Gave my baby colic.
Right. You know, like, what he was explaining, the traumas that he was having, because he didn't. Typically, I feel as though with parents, y'all experience the growth of your child together.
Very true.
Only you two can explain to each other like the growth of your child. He didn't have that.
And then see, but I also one thing I will say that I could find relatable was the mother. Not his mom.
You talking about
his wife? Yeah, wife's mama.
I think her name is Alfie Woodard.
Yeah, you should be all the other movies.
She's a good go-to mama.
I ain't going to lie. She's a real go-to mama. But
that was great casting.
She was just like, you're not going to be here to take care of this baby, and your baby needs to come stay with us.
Because
you need to move with us.
A lot of black families grow up with their grandparents.
Yeah, they lies. You got to remember, they lived in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he was living in Boston.
Yeah.
So his wife dies, like, you in Boston by yourself.
Right. Both of their families.
You feel me? They're both from there. So it's like, and it's like you feel like the grandmother trying to take the nurturing mother role. Like, I know what this baby needs, and I'm a mom.
But they've always disagreed. That was the thing.
Yeah, that was always the
thing. And I felt that energy. The only thing that we have in common is Liz. If it wasn't because of Liz, I would never talk to you.
At the same grocery store.
Because
what you talking about?
She's always been rebellious. And, you know, her husband was always the passive aggressive.
You feel? He was like, y'all coming? Nah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Because he know his wife and he understand where he coming from. He's accepted everything.
He accepted. You know, I feel like, see, I want to be that kind of husband like 30, 40 years. Ah. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah.
You don't want that. She's very aggressive. The mama was, nope.
He done got so passive. He don't even care no more. I feel like she only let him have his two little, three little things. Mm-hmm. And then she take care of everything else. I feel like old couples like that. Old couples work better like that.
Yeah, because it was ridiculous. It was just... Because, mind you, he didn't say nothing about the baby going up.
Nothing.
He's like, man, look.
Yeah, look, man, look. When it comes to being a father, look, he gave us a good fatherly advice. I will say, like, you know, like, you don't know. You got to let go. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's what you got to do. But he was going to pass aside. But it's like, if you watch the other part of the movie, one of the movies that I really like was when she came in for the checkup. And she just knew everything was just going to be messed up.
Oh, yeah.
She already
had hope for the worst.
She already like, oh, yeah, he going to be. And the doctor's like, your wife will be very proud. The baby's doing great. Top 60 percentile. Top this.
You thought couldn't do it.
Look, you seen the look on her face. She was like, oh, well, I'm finna go ahead and go back home.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean go back home? You want
to
stay?
I told Mike I was going to the
I'm going to the spa.
Flew the boss. You know, that's that old school right there.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I'm about to go to the grocery store, at the bar for 4 hours.
I'm going to get a pack of cigarettes. I don't see you for the next 8 hours.
Quick as fuck.
She went there, took the flight. Because if you think about it, though, Boston's an hour ahead of them.
Yeah.
So, you feel me? It could very much be, you know.
A finesse.
I get there by 5, but still 4 there.
Mm-hmm.
But I leave at like 8, but I'm technically leaving at 7 where you at. So
finesse the whole situation.
This most definitely. That's finesse.
I'm not going to lie. I really appreciated his boss. Yeah. His boss was one of the good whites. And when I mean the good whites, he was one of the good whites.
What's that show he remind me of? You ever seen the show Blackish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he remind me of. Look, I've had 3 kids. Look how all them turned out. All them emo as hell.
Yeah.
Look, they're dark emo. Look, I'm like, man, no one has a bit of light in them. And it was all looking at that.
I want you to take my job. No, we're not gonna. What was the friend name?
Fire? No, not Oscar. Oh yeah, he was just like he's like, Oscar, do it. No, fuck Oscar.
That's all. I ain't gonna lie. Oscar looked as scary as fuck.
First of all, Oscar looked like something off a Resident Evil movie.
Low key.
Hitman. No, he like Hitman. I wonder, was he a Hitman?
Bro, this nigga didn't have no eyebrows or hair.
No, I'm trying no eyebrows, no facial hair, no nothing.
He was a chemo patient, bro.
For real, I'm trying to see what movie was he in, because I feel like I seen him. Was he in a? I thought he was in that X-Men movie. Mm-hmm. Remember that one X-Men movie with Apocalypse in it?
Yeah, no.
He did
a good job though.
Yeah, he did a good job. And then you got Lil Real in there, Lil Real Howery.
Shot Town
the best stand up.
Yes, sir. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like they made him too stupid in the movie. Like it was a level of stupid, but you just overdid it. Like I feel like the writers overdid his part, and you know
they
just
made him a little bit too
slow.
I feel like that's kind of like I don't feel like he was too slow, but I kind of they feel like they did him like you know how they be doing what's her name. Tiffany Haddish.
Oh yeah, they be just overwriting her shit.
They over ghettofy their movie, her part. I feel like that's just saying to a Lil Real Howard. They over like, cause he do come off like he could be a little klutzy, a little funny klutz, but they made like he was dental albums a little slow. Like hold on now,
hilarious.
Talking about some, he was like, man, you got chicks in the back. That's not my idea of fun.
So what did you think about the daughter when she grew up? When she grew up, I feel like he was building a tomboy, and he didn't realize it. I think he did realize.
I really feel like it wasn't the fact that he realized it.
She's wearing pants.
It was more. She's wearing pants. It was just more so like for example, me and my daughter.
Okay.
If it was just me and her, you know, she'll pick up some of the regular stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's not going to see me in a dress.
Yeah, so that's true.
She's never going to wear a dress. You know?
Even though the school required a skirt.
Requires, you feel me? And then it's funny, you ever noticed that every time she was trying to holler at Kevin Hart about it, I got to get up out of here.
Yep, I'm done. Draft.
You have to talk about that dress code.
Nope, this is day like 4,000. I'm not doing this.
Man, for real, but no.
But it was even with the boys' underwear, you know, because he tried. But, you know, she looks up to him and she don't have that woman figure. And that's another reason why the big push of going towards Liz's mother.
Liz's mother. Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Swan. A.K.A. Liz. You know,
what you mean? No, Swan was the other bitch.
No. So I don't say, but her name was also Liz.
Yeah. Low key, yeah.
her name was Lizzie. And she's like, you call me Swan if you want to. You know what? I'm going to call you Hank. All
right.
Like the little girl did her part.
Yeah, I feel like the little girl did a great part. I'm not even gonna lie to you, like,
cause that poker moment when, like, I'm like, man, if you gotta have a serious face while the camera's on you like that, man. I don't know, man. I'm a fold.
Yeah, pocket rockets, baby. She got the rockets.
Anybody else think it's weird that Maddie's not here?
I'm not even gonna lie, but I just feel like she did kind of like try to pick up the role.
Mm-hmm. You talking about Swan?
Yeah, like, you gotta realize that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, let's
I'm like, didn't she have a kid, or am I tripping?
No, I don't think she had no kid.
I feel like she had a kid.
But it's like, you know,
because Oscar tried to hook them up, right? At a birthday party.
Yeah.
They
like,
funny as hell.
Like, you know, they're trying to get us to hook up. He's like, I'm not trying to get you guys to hook up, but you guys are both cool. You guys are both here. And
that was so much genuine black energy in that moment. It's one of those, like,
come on, you gonna try to hit the black person with other black person? Come on, man.
Like, you think we don't know what you're doing? I don't know. And then you see him pointing to, hey, he's just staring hard as hell. Like, what?
But it's like, if you want to be like, let's take a real approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're sitting here dealing with a single father who, mm-hmm. you know, who's used to doing things his own way,
mm-hmm.
and has to tackle the job of being a single full-time parent.
After his wife has died.
So it's like you don't even have time to really grieve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go straight into parent mode.
Yep.
While everyone's, or at least your family back home, is like, hey, just come home because we know you can't do this by
everybody's
yourself.
Word.
You know, then it's like now you have to not only try to continue life, but you have to, you know, try to raise a child. You have mm-hmm. to keep trying to live. Like,
yeah.
And that stuff could be kind of hard just being a person who has lost someone who is that close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you
it should have been him. You remember he said that?
Yeah, it should have been him.
I felt that.
It's like I feel like every man could test that. You know, I got a homie low key like that. One of my homies, his woman passed away.
Ooh.
And
rest in peace.
While the baby was like 1-2 years old. And he had to step into it.
You had to be more than step into it. You had to jump off the boat.
It was sink or swim, and he's swimming. And I was like, man, like that's real. Like, I commend him all the time because, you know, a lot of people ain't, you know, we all
ain't equipped for that. You got to be built.
And being a parent, like, it's bad enough that you're grieving the love of your life or someone who you're really close and connected with.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing when you have to continue raising the child afterwards.
Because she was a toddler, too. That means he'd been doing this for a minute, and it's finally breaking down, you know.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, like, I'm like, did he ever get any paternity leave? Like,
you already said, you can take all the time you want. 4 or 5 weeks should be enough. That's that white people moment. You only a few weeks, right?
You got a month. I thought we get like 3 or 4 months, bro. Yeah, you got a month.
Man, come on. You already know paternity leave is supposed to be like 3 months.
Yeah, no, you get a month.
12 to 15 weeks.
You can let Oscar do it. No.
Instantly. He's like, you know.
He had Oscar. Such beef
with
Oscar.
He did not like Oscar at all.
He was like, I see myself as like a father figure.
What? What? What?
A brother? I don't know.
Oscar is ridiculous.
College tuition ain't getting no cheaper.
For real, look, for real though. Look at my kid. I'm still tripping off the part where he was like, look at my 3 children. They're doing great. Them children did not look happy at all. It was just
not about that. He was getting to the bag.
Looked possessed.
He was like, Howard was out there in the streets.
I'm getting this money. You can talk about it with your therapist at therapy. Look.
can you go to Croatia and set up the next office? Croatia? I don't even speak Croatian.
I don't even know what
Oscar do. He's Croatian. His wife's Croatian. No, I want you to do it.
No, not you. Is Croatian the place? Is that in this time zone?
Nowhere near, bro.
This dimension?
That shit is over there in Europe.
Is this a universe 6 or 7?
What?
we have side commentary, by the way, you guys. We're
talking about fatherhood, he has his daughter here.
Yeah, you know. So she's over here, you know. Playing. She's seen the movie, too, mind you. She laughed in a few scenes, you know, especially the part with the pants. That part made her laugh, you know.
Overall, I think they built the story of fatherhood correctly. And what I mean correctly, in the first 15 minutes, it made you feel something and have this connection with Matt, because that's his name. Had a connection, understand that nobody felt, even his weird friends, even her mother, his mother, all felt as though
everybody agreed her friends, his friends is weird. You heard they say, he's like, man, he's like, you got friends, well, they're weird.
Mm-hmm. at least I know his friend was a real friend. He was like, I don't know how you gonna do this, you should go tell him. Nah.
for real though,
you were smart enough to know I'm not about to fuck up my friendship by saying some shit after right now like that, dude.
He needs his time. So he needs that time to breathe.
Yeah, he needed more than just time. He needed some disciples. A fucking 3 kings with money or something. He
needed, man, look.
Jesus.
There was a lot going on. Like you said, he wasn't prepared for that.
You know what? Bro.
First of all, you're never really prepared for fatherhood.
You're not. Listen, you dealt with death and birth and fatherhood.
And still having to live your own personal life.
And deal with the rest of the world that you already didn't like in the beginning. Her exactly. Mama. Even your mama's against you. Like, yeah, you can't do it, son.
Hey, the mama was passive, but her mama was not agreeing with Matt at all.
Yeah, she wasn't going for nothing.
The mama was just like, no one really agreed with what Matt was saying. You know mm-hmm.
I'm like, did she even work? I'm not sure if she worked.
Who, the mamas? Both of the mamas?
Not the mamas. Liz.
Liz did work. She was. I know they mentioned she was going back to school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You feel me? You know, they life was out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Overall, right? Me personally, hear me out.
Here we go.
Because
You
think I'm going to give it a bogus ass rating.
Because
to be honest, I didn't even want to watch the shit.
Wow.
I'm going to throw this out there for y'all.
Colorist?
I wouldn't even say a colorist. It's just like I told you. I was not expecting this type of performance from Kevin Hart. It was phenomenal. No. So y'all think I'm a hater? I'm not a hater. I'm just keeping it a buck with your ass.
Kevin, you did a fucking great job. He's the founder of the Haters Club.
I'm a spectator.
So you have never liked any of Kevin Hart's work? You can't think of no work you like from Kevin Hart. Any of his work. Any of
them. I like his comedies.
Here we go.
His stand-ups is phenomenal.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like he's a great guy. I feel like out of all the comedians, he's more raw. And what I mean by raw in his interviews, and he has a more genuine personality instead of just being funny.
I could agree. I don't know
that, that nigga's a Diddy hustler in real life too.
Yeah. He be funny as hell at ice cream, right?
Cold as balls. What?
Yeah, that cold as balls is actually pretty cool.
I feel like he took, I think, okay, hear me out. I feel like he took a spin on Zach Galifianakis, Two Some in a Fern. You know what I'm talking about. And he said, yeah, we in the locker room. This suck. With the ice. You know, and I feel like he did that the right way. Yeah. That's why I genuinely like that. Like, I'll tell you the things I genuinely like. I don't like how the writers keep just trying to pair them to. And it's annoying.
He's made a lot of movies without The Rock, though.
I feel what you're saying, but he's never been a main character. He's always been a sub character.
What about Paper Soldier? That was his first. Paper Soldier was his first starring movie.
What?
Yeah, his first movie as like the main lead of a movie.
Hey, for any of our viewers and listeners out there, can you leave a review, a comment below, or in some form or fashion, leave us a response if you watch Paper Soldier, because I ain't watch that shit. I ain't going to lie. Nope.
That was actually what I think.
That's like saying, you know what Brendan Fraser's first movie is? I don't fucking know. Is it George of the Jungle?
I thought it was The Mummy. Look. I'm looking at a list of his, what? Yeah, Think Like a Man, Ride Along, About Last Night, Get okay. Hard.
Let me, I'm going to look at his catalog too. He's a great voice actor.
Very good voice actor.
Out of all of these, The Upside would be the closest one. What I mean, the closest one that I would recommend somebody to watch after this. Soul Plane, they did you too much.
Yeah, he did good for it. I like that's a classic.
Soul Plane's a classic, but he was a sub character. He wasn't a main character.
Yes, he was. It was his movie.
He wasn't a main character.
The movie was based all around him. He was the owner of the plane. It was just a lot of other characters in the movie.
It was so many other people we knew already. Don't count. Bro, man, I watched it on bootleg. I ain't gonna lie to you, like the rest of the world.
Yeah, it
was in the best definition I've ever seen as a bootleg.
He most definitely was in Paper Soldiers of 2002. He was the main character, Sean. I'm trying to think where the movie
he was in. This Is the End, too? Okay.
He was in The Mix. Isn't that with Usher?
Look, see.
40-year-old version.
I remember him from Scary Movie, though. I could tell
everybody remember when he had the dreads and shit?
Mm-hmm. He did a good role there, but that's not really a good role. It was like a sub-role.
What, Death at the Funeral?
Oh, my God, no. No.
Fuckers.
I'm not going to tell you. Fatherhood right now, I would say, is Kevin Hart's best movie. Period. I put it on audio clip.
Dude, I need you guys to go and
who agree with me? Who agree with Kid Adonis?
Go in the comments.
Go follow your boy. I'm telling you right now.
How full of feces he is.
Man, that was his best movie.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of movies. You don't like him in Jumanji. You don't like
Jumanji. Did you really disrespect Robin Williams like that and combine The Rock and Kevin Hart together? Let me be honest with you. Like, I'm going to say this one
night
more
school?
Time.
You don't like Night School?
Jack Black made those movies. Is it not true? If you go watch them. Jack Black wasn't funny. I'm not even a Jack Black fan, but I ain't going to lie. No. That motherfucker was hilarious.
You're not even just wrong. You're wrong on so many levels. It's not even funny how wrong you are.
Damn, I'm wrong.
Jack Black was like a C character in the movie.
He's a C actor. But he did B level acting right
now. No, he most definitely C level. He most definitely C level. You know who was better in that movie than your boy? Nick Jonas was better in the Jumanji movie.
You bogus.
Nick Jonas came in the movie. He wasn't playing. He wasn't playing at all. Like the even teenagers acted better than him. They was only at the beginning and the end of the movie.
Oh, y'all ignorant.
You feel me? Now we can talk about his good work. What? I'm looking through his movie. I like Ryle. I like Get Hard. Get Hard is actually pretty funny. The Wedding Ring was pretty funny. Top five? Top five's all
right. Top five, right. The number one will still be Fatherhood. Number two, The Upside.
I like that. Let me explain. But do you really count as comedy?
No.
Think Like a Man? No. Death at a Funeral is pretty funny. I ain't gonna lie.
It was okay.
What about
when he was the rabbit in Secret Lights of Pets, though?
Yeah, see, he was a super rabbit in Secret Lights of Pets. What about Epic Movie with Kim K?
No. Delete it. You're done. You're drunk. You're done.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Nothing be Soul Plan.
All I remember, Snoop Dogg ass falling asleep and damn near dying or whatever the fuck was going on. It's like,
we do not endorse shrooms, but if you try them, you're on your own.
Magic mushrooms.
The happy place, speaking of which.
So I'm going to give Fatherhood a 4.2
Out of five. Out of five.
I'm not going to lie.
Out of five?
I'm going to give it out of five.
Out of five.
A 4.8.
Ooh, what? 0.8? So it was no wrong in that at all.
No, it was room for improvement. It's always room for improvement. That's why I never give nothing a 4 or 5.
Oh, ooh. You know, y'all hear that, right?
Nothing gets ever gets still. It,
he said 10s don't exist.
No, they don't. They do, but they don't. I mean, everyone has their own view of a 10.
Right. So the movie's a 4.8. I give it a 4.2.
Almost at 4.8.
Okay.
You feel me? And then it was a 5 because, you know, I had shed a tear. You know?
Oh, you was crying in it? Man, I ain't going to lie. I'd be having heartless moments. Like,
I didn't even know. I cried till like I had leaned over like this.
And that shit drilled.
And it dripped in my hand. I'm like, what the hell?
Nigga, you had a crocodile tear. You had the thug. You know the thug tears when don't even touch your fucking cheek.
As you said that, crying until I'm like, oh, snap, something fell on my head. Oh, yeah.
Bad.
It was a moment. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in a...
I felt it in my heart like when I seen Titanic, but then I realized no black people died in that.
Titanic was a funny movie.
It was
a comedy.
You going to hell.
It's a comedy.
You going directly to hell.
No, they're going to hell, but I let no black people that damn boat look.
I'm just saying. Shout out to Leo. Look.
That was a great movie. It was a comedy, though. But no, but for real, The Fatherhood, I give it a 4.8. But it is most definitely one of the better movies I've seen.
It's the number one Kevin Hart movie of all time. All
right.
I said it.
When they say it's 5 o'clock somewhere, 5 o'clock somewhere was a person. It'll be the person in front of
you.
He
think I am drunk.
I don't think I do. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It was a good movie, though. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, it's like one thing I really like about movies is the surrounding cast.
Man. Okay.
Like, I love the main characters, but I love the supporting actors and the supporting actresses, you know.
Kevin, you did your shit, boy. So keep doing that shit, boy.
Whoever they put around, they was really like, you know, making sure the movie didn't get boring.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Real Howery, everything he said was funny. I ain't gonna lie. It was just stupid. And it was like, because he was so stupid, it just made me look at everybody else and, all right, y'all know what y'all doing. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He had love interest. Had some comedy in here. The random white dude. The cool white dude. The mama who don't like nobody. You feel me? The mama with the advice, you know.
Yeah, that's more realistic, for real.
The father who just be like, hey. Father who gives good advice, but he really just don't be doing shit about nothing else. And like,
just be vibing, bro. Just
be vibing. I feel like he like 80 years old. He's like, hey, look. I did all the shit I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did everything I'm did. At this live, point, bro. I'm just trying to end it on a good note. Look.
Facts.
What they be saying, your grandma was a terrible person. At this point, she's just trying to get into heaven. This is not the same grandma who was raised to be.
Terrible.
But no. That's how I feel about it, though, for real. The 100.
So I recommend everybody go out and watch Netflix's Fatherhood.
If you don't have
Kevin
Netflix,
Hart.
Please steal your mothers, your sisters, your cousins, your baby mamas, your ex-girlfriends. Or just sign up for a 30-day trial and then switch to password. What would you say, though?
Okay, I don't recommend that. but, you know, invest your time in quality films and a variety of other things.
I mean, you could do it in a free trial for
I'm a Netflix fan. Pay that.
I'm not paying them nothing.
Man, look, bro. If you go eat crab legs, folks, I ain't about trying to hit none of that.
I mean, true, but if someone else going to pay for your crab legs, you going to have a problem with it? You're going to have a problem because somebody's paying for your crab legs, man. Stop playing with me. If you want to pay for my crab legs, I will definitely ain't okay.
Whole
with that.
Time, man, bro, you don't even pay for your gym membership.
I don't.
You see what I mean? Like, so if y'all want to finesse, bro, somebody I recommend does. Trying. I fucks with Netflix. I stick with Netflix. Netflix number one right now.
You know it's crazy. Netflix is I like HBO Max better.
That's number two for me.
HBO Max is actually number one. I have never went on HBO Max and watched something I didn't like. That's
ooh, you drunk because it's already been on TV.
Like I said, I've never been on HBO Max and watched something I didn't like.
Okay.
Netflix, I've seen some shows on Netflix I did not like and don't understand why it's on there.
Okay, we got to end this episode, bro. We got to end this episode.
Okay, we're on a good note. You know, right. Love, peace, so.
Remember, go get your Netflix subscription.
Remember, go steal someone's Netflix subscription.
Oh, my God. See, you the reason they coming up with that new thing of they checking people IP addresses because hey, motherfuckers
okay,
be trying to.
Who you check? Hey, black people don't around get away around everything.
That's crazy.
Hey, look, it's called a finesse. If you don't, so you know someone who does. You feel me?
Hey, go follow us on Instagram at the Uncut Critic.
At Uncut Critic, I'm on Instagram and I'm on Twitter as it Can I Kick It. You feel me?
Kedadinus, KIDDADUINS. I recommend you subscribing.
Please subscribe.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Spotify.
Get.
Anywhere you can get a podcast, we there.
Anyway, because we're all the podcasts.
Oh, God.
Rawr.
And we out.